Santa needs a sleigh to make deliveries around the world. This man makes sure he will never run out of transportation. We visit a sleigh dealership of sorts on this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. Everyone knows that Santa needs a sleigh to make his deliveries. No one on the continent has more to choose from than Bill Engle.
I buy them to save them. Most of mine are work equity, so you buy them in a shape like Grandma used to have it, and then you try to bring it up at least to stabilize it so it looks functional, like maybe Santa Claus could use it.
Bill operates the Denver Sleigh Works in Denver, Missouri, population 40. At Christmas, we sing Dashing Through the Snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Most of them, one horse could pull them. But generally, in the United States, we would say a one-horse sleigh is a cutter, much like what Santa Claus would use.
Our carols also speak of jingle bells, but those bells were not for Christmas spirit.
Bells became a requirement for many townships. You put bells on to tell someone else that's on the road that you're coming.
He has plenty of bells of many different types. That's so you could tell when Santa was coming to town.
They became much like a horn or different types of horns, an accessory that each person had a different type of bells or tunes or things of this nature that made you unique and everybody knew when you were coming to town.
Bill doesn't sell the sleighs, but instead preserves them. He has about 130 to date, saving a piece of history and making sure Santa does have transportation for years to come. Traveling the countryside in Denver, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.